Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning, everyone, across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Monday, November 14th, 2022. Terry Barr, the outstanding announcer this morning. Thank you for that lovely introduction. How cool is that? My very first show, I get introduced by media legend in Wisconsin, Terry Barr. She's a fantastic person, and now I get to call her a co-host. So thank you very much, Terry, for that. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you, each and every one of you, for joining us here on our kickoff program this morning of the Todd Albaugh Show. It is going to be a beautiful morning as we talk to you from Madison, Wisconsin today on University Avenue, wherever you're at. I hope it's as nice as it is here. Mostly sunny skies, a beautiful, crisp, late fall morning here in Madison. And I hope that's the same way in Richland Center, Amory, and Wausau, or as we stream to you worldwide on the Civic Media app. That is the best way to listen to us. Go on your smartphone and go to your app store and type in Civic Media. Download that puppy. It's free and it doesn't take very long at all. Then just go to, it'll come up on your phone, and you go to other stations and just scroll down to WRCE, News in the Center, Richland Center, Wisconsin, and you click on that, and bada bing, bada boom, we are live. So listen to us on the Civic Media app, or on WRCO in Richland, or WRCE, pardon me, in Richland Center, or Amory, or Bull Falls Radio up in beautiful Wausau. I am Todd Albaugh, and it's wonderful to be with you. I am joined this morning. I mean, what a morning. I mean, you thought it was going to be fine, and it is, but it gets even better in some ways, because I actually almost get like a co-host this morning, because joining me as our producer and engineer this morning, the co-host of Dueling Tangents, heard right here on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state at 2 o'clock every afternoon, the wonderful and talented Luke Mathers joins us this morning. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. Thank you for those praises. I was excited when I found out I had the opportunity to help launch your show this morning. So looking forward to it.
Luke is being particularly kind because I've only been here going on 3 weeks now, but it is like a family here. Let me tell you, every single person here is fantastic. It really is a team effort. We're all in this for the same reasons. And a couple of brief family announcements, if you will. Our normal producer for this show, Aaron Zommers, who has been working with me really hard, great guy, feeling a little under the weather. So we send out warm wishes to Aaron, and hope Mr. Zommers is back with us tomorrow. Luke particularly hopes that, because the poor guy had to get up and, you know, way early just to be here.
See, Aaron is a godsend to the Civic Media team, because before Aaron, I was the one waking up at an ungodly hour to make sure that our 6 to 8 a.m. programming was going off, and our 8 to 11 programming. So Aaron's helped, it's kind of lulled me back into a sense of security with the morning shift, because I was like, oh yeah, I mean, if I ever need to, I can still fill in for Aaron, but today is one of those cases. So yes, Aaron is the normal producer, I am the abnormal producer, and I'm very excited to join you this morning.
Well, thank you, Luke. That's too kind. In every organization that I've ever been in, there's kind of like the sinew, the talon, the bone marrow that holds the organization together. And I've quickly learned that dude is Luke around here, because, you know, people say, well, I don't know. Well, I ask Luke. Well, maybe this. Well, I ask Luke. Well, I have Luke. And so, I mean, everything comes down to Luke. You have several different hats. You do them all incredibly well. So thanks for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun growing out this vast network that we are developing here, and I'm really excited to have you provide your voice and your point of view to the Civic Media airwaves as well.
Well, thanks. So we're going to have our CEO, the big boss, is going to be here at our third hour today at 10:30, Sage Weil, who, along with our other co-owner, Michael Crute, started Civic Media earlier this year, and Sage will be in tell us his very interesting story and how all of this came to be, and how Luke and I and the rest of the team ended up on this venture. So looking forward to that. And before we leave our family announcements this morning, we want to say a shout out to one of our other fine producers and a great guy that helps hold everything together, Evan Preston, who wedding bells for Evan this weekend.
Yes, Evan and his now wife, Haley, got married over the weekend. And so it was a very fun weekend for the Civic Media family. We're thrilled for Evan, and I wish them both the best with their wedding festivities this past weekend.
Absolutely. He's back today or tomorrow, right? Not a long time off.
I believe he's back today, but it may be tomorrow. I'd have to double check the calendar.
Things were going very well, we won't see Evan until tomorrow, perhaps.
I believe most of the festivities were Friday and Saturday, so yesterday was the recharge day. So I believe he's planning on being back. He is a very tough man to corral for time off, though. He likes work. He likes to be here. He likes to help with the evening production, and he takes pride in the shows that he produces. And so it is very difficult to tear him away from work, and you almost have to encourage the guy to take the time off. And so I have a feeling, if I know Evan like I do, he'll be back this evening in the production booth.
Well, he's fantastic. I mean, again, just a great team, right? And we're thankful to have everybody here. Luke, we're thankful to have you here as well. And each and every one of you listening to our program on the Civic Media app and across the network today. We are going to come back and we're going to have a little segment called What Do You Know? My old boss, Dale Schultz, and also Scott Klug, they'd call you up in the morning when you're in the office, in a legislative office, and they'd say, what do you know? And you darn better well have something ready. We will go through the What Do You Know and your morning headlines after we come back. Thanks for joining us. This is the inaugural edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. To the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network in Richland Center, Wausau, Amory across the airwaves, and on the Civic Media app around the world, wherever you are listening. I believe we actually have some listeners from El Salvador. Some of my buddies down there this morning, the coffee industry. Alejandro Mendez and Danny Mendez, no relation to each other. Alejandro was a World Barista Champion in 2011, and my former coffee partner, and Danny as well, a Salvadoran Barista Champion. So we're already an international show.
There you go. Look at that. We've got some accolades that we can be touting out there.
Here, before we get into What Do You Know, this is one of those things that you're like, man, life is just great, and the little things that make you smile. So the president of CBS Entertainment out in Los Angeles, the overseer guy by the name of Kelly, he's originally from Burlington, Wisconsin, and he's on Twitter. He goes by Cali Badger, California Badger, and he's always tweeting out about CBS stuff. So WRCO, when I first started, and now WRCE years ago, used to be a CBS radio affiliate when I worked there. And senior in high school, I got to go out, and it's a story I'll save for another time, but my academic career in high school, we'll just say, was not stellar. Later, was diagnosed with dyslexia, so I wasn't just an idiot. There was a reason for it, but so it wasn't really going to go well, so I thought, my friend Kerry Anderson and I decided to fly out to New York on a whim, not really a whim, but kind of to see Garrison Keillor, who was a radio guy and had the Prairie Home Companion show on National Public Radio. And we saw that, and I used my contacts, and we ended up getting our way into the CBS headquarters. And I got to sit in Dan Rather's chair and go to the CBS Radio Network studios. And for an 18-year-old kid who was a senior in high school, that was a pretty big thrill. So I've been a lifelong CBS fan, and just the way I am. And so I followed Kelly on Twitter for a long time. He also has a side business, kind of a side hustle in coffee out in California, and a sports bar where he does all the Packer and Badger games and Brewers and Bucks games if you live out in Los Angeles. So he was kind enough years ago to follow me on Twitter. And so every once in a while when I say something positive about CBS, he'll kind of like it or whatever, and it gives me a big thrill. And so last night, I tweeted out about our show. I said, you know, just, hey, you know, the Todd Allball Show kicks off tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and these are our guests. And about 2 minutes later, I get a like by Kelly, and then he retweets my tweet about our show. The CBS president of entertainment giving us props and like tweeting. I mean, How cool is that?
That's a pretty high bar that you're setting for yourself on this first show, Todd.
It's all downhill from here. I have reached the pinnacle. Good night, everybody.
The standards are going to be very high for the second show, third show, and so on. So this is a high bar.
I'm sure he's not listening. He's asleep. But just the fact that he would do that. That's pretty cool. So that gave me a thrill. You know, that's something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so awesome. We thank him. And enjoy the CBS programming when you're not listening to Civic Media here on your Civic Media app. For those of you who don't know, yes, I grew up in Richland Center and spent a long time in politics, almost about 30 years, on the Republican side of the aisle. And we will get into, at a later time, why I ended up leaving the Republican Party back in 2011, predominantly over voter ID. And it was kind of a moment for me in my life when I said, geez, I don't know, maybe taking away people's constitutional rights to vote is a bad thing, and maybe I've kind of pissed away my life at this point, having tried to get all these people elected. That's an exaggeration. By the way, my mother, my poor mother, who I know is listening, has just hit the floor in the kitchen because when I told her about this show, she said, well, can you just promise me one thing? I said, sure, what? Can you just not swear? And I said, well, yeah, I said, I'll try, but I'm not just going to swear egregiously, but it may happen. And my good Christian United Methodist mother looked at me and she said, well, can you just not say, and she dropped an F-bomb. I'm not going to, Mom, there are FCC, I cannot drop F-bombs on the air.
No, don't worry, Todd's mom. I will make sure that if anything like that were to ever happen, that it would be taken care of before it hits the airwaves.
There's a 10-second delay. See, I never had that when I worked at WRCO. What you said, it was over the air. But yeah, we have 10-second delays here.
Yes, so. The technology is now here. So.
The technology has arrived. So anyway, yes, so I was upset and I left the Republican Party. And so between broadcasting and politics, it's kind of been my life. But when I worked for former State Senator Dale Schultz in particular, and also for former U.S. House member Scott Klug, if you were the person that they called in the office the first part of the morning, or if you were the person that went and picked them up and took them to or picked them up from the airport, they'd get in the truck or they'd call on the phone. And about the first thing they say is, how are you doing? Or what do you know? What do you know? And it's not a benign rhetorical question. What it means is it's your job to have gone through the newspaper and now online and figure out what I need to know today. So I thought it'd be kind of cool. Every morning we're going to go through kind of a version of that. I'm going to treat every one of you listening as my boss, and I'll try to update you on kind of what do you know, what happened over the weekend or the night before that might be interesting in your day. So let's just start it off. What do you know? A little unfortunate news and tragic news still breaking out of the University of Virginia this morning. Overnight, three people are dead in a shooting there on the campus of the University of Virginia. The gunman is still at large. So thinking of all the people out at the University of Virginia this morning. On better news from the NFL last night, for a long time, the last, month and 2 weeks, the Brewers had gotten a victory more recently than the Packers. But somehow, some way, the Pack pulled it out yesterday afternoon up in Green Bay. They beat the Dallas Cowboys and Mike McCarthy on a Mason Crosby kick in overtime. Packers 31, Dallas 28. The Pack seems to be, at least for a week, back. Badger football, not quite so lucky. They went down to Iowa and took on the Hawkeyes, and the Badgers came up just a tad short, 24-10. Graham Mertz, not looking great. Some just errant passes. Like, what the heck, buddy? But the rest of the team did not look bad overall. And that brings up, I hope if I'm Chris McIntosh, the athletic director for Wisconsin, I am posting that son of a gun job position this morning. And on Sunday, exactly 7 days after the required posting, I am hiring Jim Leonard. Because here's what's going on. If you kind of watch Twitter and some of the reporters that are great reporters on the inside, apparently now what's happening is other universities, it would appear, allegedly, Michigan among them, is coming in and calling on current Wisconsin players, namely running back Braylon Allen, trying to get them to enter the transfer portal and go to other teams, and it's just wreaking havoc. I mean, it's disrupting the locker room. So Braylon Allen reportedly had to address the team after the game and say, no, I am staying, at least through this year, and giving you my all.
Well, I believe the quote I saw, Todd, was, as long as Jim Leonard's my head coach, I'm not leaving. And so
I did not see that part of
Braylon
it.
Really? Braylon Allen is essentially putting some pressure on McIntosh as well to make Jim Leonard remove the interim from his title right
but
now.
But wouldn't you do that if you're Chris McIntosh?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Braylon Allen is taking this pressure that's coming onto the program right now and saying, well, if you do this, a lot of the pressure is going to be gone. And so Braylon Allen is giving the Badgers kind of a way to move forward beyond this meddling that other Big Ten teams are doing. Because, I think Jim has done a terrific job so far in his interim couple of weeks here. Yeah. I believe it's been about a month. I believe the same day the Packers had their last victory was the day that Paul Chryst was let go from the University of Wisconsin.
It coincides. Thank you for that. Thanks for that insight, Luke, because I did not. So good for Braylon Allen. Hopefully that they can get Jimmy Leonard off the interim schnei and on to the permanent head coach position here for Wisconsin very soon. Wisconsin Badger volleyball, much better. Senior night at the Fieldhouse. Number 3 Wisconsin over Maryland, 3-0. And so the Badgers are on their way on the volleyball court for another great season as well. Politics, that's what some of you are here for. The United States Senate will remain in Democratic control over the weekend as the Nevada race was called for the Democratic candidate, and that means that at worst for the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, it will be a 50-50 tie with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the ties. So now all eyes turn to Georgia on my mind, and we will see whether incumbent U.S. Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock can hang on to his seat in the special runoff election coming up, I believe, December 6th, against just a train wreck of a candidate, Herschel Walker. I mean, if you could write a comedy series, I mean, it's like on a Veep or something. I don't know. But we will see. If Raphael Warnock can hang on, it would give the Democrats just a tad of breathing room. With Manchin and Sinema, if they had that one extra vote. So we will see if they can hang on here, on there. Also, a bit of sad news. I forgot to mention this as well with Wisconsin football. Over the weekend, Brent Moss, the running back, former running back who helped the Racine Park to the WIAA Division I state title in 1988 and helped the Badgers win the 1994 Rose Bowl, unfortunately passed away yesterday. He was only 50 years old. Moss was the MVP on the 1994 Rose Bowl, and I was at UW-Platteville at the time, working for WSUP and TV5, and I remember coming up to Madison and interviewing Scott Klug about just the fact that we were going to the Rose Bowl, and also interviewed our dean at UW-Richland, Dion Kempthorne, who played on the 64 Rose Bowl with Pat Richter. And let me tell you, as a kid growing up, when the Badgers just never won in the Don Morton Veer offense, to have Barry Alvarez come in and to win that 94 Rose Bowl along with Brent Moss, it was amazing. So condolences to Brent Moss's family. We are thinking of each and every one of you this morning as well. Scooting back to politics for a minute, here in Wisconsin, of course, everything is decided on the state level except one. Secretary of State Douglas the Follett, the Democrat, is hanging on by his bootstraps or by his, he has this great cap. It's like an old kind of Elmer Fudd cap. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
When I worked at the Capitol, he'd just come up and bebop around in that. He's hanging on by the strings of his coonskin cap over Amy Loudenbeck. Here's the vote total. 1,268,527 to 1,268,67. Difference of 7,660 votes. That's what Doug LaFollette is ahead by. We will see if it goes to a recount or not. But for now, LaFollette hanging on to the Secretary of State. Of course, Tony Evers, a winner over last week. Josh Call for AG. Ron Johnson hangs on to his U.S. Senate seat. Very unfortunate. And it looks like there'll be a change in the treasurer's office because, by God, people can't just be happy with two parties. No, you have to have a third party candidate. And Andrew Zuelke, He got 2.2% of the vote under the Constitution Party, and congratulations, buddy. You helped a Republican take control of the state treasurer's office. So John Lieber will be our new state treasurer, defeating incumbent Democrat Aaron Richardson. That is kind of what you need to know today. We'll have more throughout the morning as well. When we come back, I'm going to go back where it all began. Because back in 1987, I was bold enough to walk into WRCO and ask for a job, and Ron Fruit was crazy enough to give it to me. My old boss, WRCO's Ron Fruit, when we come back, you're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. My hometown, back where I come from there. Thank you very much, Luke, for that. And speaking of back where I come from, Richland Center was a place I was born and raised, and it was a fantastic place to grow up. And it was a place that you were given opportunities that you probably didn't always deserve. And one of those was by our next guest. He is someone who I've known almost all my life. In 1987, a guy with a speech impediment who was sick of doing a paper route, and his mother said, "You know, Todd, you have to get a real job." And so I used to deliver the Wisconsin State Journal to the WRCO studios. So I walked in and I said, I met Ron Fruit, and I said, "Hey, could I get a shot on the radio?" And he was crazy enough to give it to me, and I will be ever and eternally thankful. Joining us from the WRCO studios is the now former owner, but host of the morning show on WRCO, WRCE, Ron Fruit. Good morning, my friend.
Oh, good morning, Todd. It's great to be on the air. Is this a grand reunion or deja vu?
All over again. Do you remember that? Do you remember when I walked in with I was, it was pretty ballsy. And you're like, "Well, you know, I'll give you a shot."
But, you know, you have to measure a man's confidence. And if he comes in and has a desire, you have to pay attention.
Well, desire or stupidity? I'm not sure which it was. But it was, I really, but thank you for that. For those who don't know it, you know, it was back in the day. Now I come here, Ron. Everything's computerized. I mean, I know it's computerized at Richland Center now, too. But we had, the commercials were played on, like, 8-track tapes. They're called carts. So I came in and I engineered the Brewer game. That was my first assignment. And then music for dining. And then you actually let me go on the air. So, but really, thank you. Thank you for that opportunity. I would not be here. I would not quite have, frankly, have had a lot of opportunities that I did in my life without you giving me my first shot. So thank you for that.
You're incredibly welcome.
And I first started here, Alice, our traffic person down here, she had been up at Richland Center, and she said, "Here, Ron and Beth wanted me to give this to you." And I opened this envelope up, and it's my FCC Federal Communication Restricted Radio Telephone Operator Permit. Back from August 28th of 1987. It is here. It was like so touching. I'm like, "Oh my God, I can't believe that Ron and Beth." I mean, WRCO, who don't know, the studios now are a new place up on a hill. The original studios from 1949 were down kind of in a little bit of a valley found by the river. And the station flooded not once but twice. I'm like, "Oh, surely that thing is floated away in the Pine River." But no, Ron saved it, and here it is. So I have it framed now, Ron. And
get a frame.
I finally got a frame. Yeah, it's for those watching on Facebook. Whatever. There's the frame, and so I'm officially licensed to broadcast. So that's great.
But isn't it interesting? Because of course, when I started, I had to go to Minneapolis and write a test, and later you could simply apply for that permit, and then they said, "Oh, we'll do with away with it entirely." So yours is a real piece of memorabilia, my friend.
I'm a piece of memorabilia. Let me. I mean, Luke, my producer here this morning and co-host of our Dueling Tangents. What, you're 25? I mean, he's a kid.
I'm 28.
Oh, he's 28. I'm sorry. I'm literally old enough to be your father. I looked on the video, Ron. I'm looking very much like my former broadcasting professor at Platteville, George Smith, who at the time I thought, God, he's ancient, and now I look exactly like him. Anyway,
there's a good memory. George really brought a lot to Southwest Wisconsin and really the entire region as a broadcast instructor.
He did. No, George was fantastic and another great person in my life. Let's talk about you for a second, Ron. How many years, you and your wife, Beth, how many years have you been the owner at WRCO?
Well, we owned WRCO for just shy of 28 years. We purchased it. The sale was final December 1st of 1994. I actually started here in the early 70s while I was still in high school. And so it's been a wonderful and just a journey that we didn't anticipate, but one that I think that we would take again in a heartbeat.
Well, one of the things that stands out to me, I've said this to you privately and I'll say it to you publicly. When a lot of other people around the state, owners of radio stations, went to syndication and brought in computers and satellites and fired their staff, you went the opposite direction. And you actually incorporated country, the music format, and community into the slogan. And you have made WRCO an integral part of the community, whether that's getting information during a flood, whether it's severe weather, whether it's supporting local community events. Why? What? It would have been more profitable. It would have been more profitable for you, Beth, had you gone the first route instead of the second. Why did you choose the path that you did?
Well, I'm not sure if it would have been more profitable, Todd, because when I look at our market, really we're halfway in between Madison and La Crosse. You know, the lion's share, virtually all of our revenue, comes from the local community. So taking care of the local community meant taking care of that revenue stream. And as a result, I really think it was the best way for us to go. And it was the only way that I knew, because when I started here in the early 70s, that's what hometown local radio was. And as a result, that's what we continue to do. But I can tell you a story, I guess, one of the most influential. Well, I've had two people many people who've been influential in my radio career. But one of them you and I share lots of memories of, and that's Peter Athanas.
Sure.
Yeah, and Pete, really, he taught me a lot. I learned an awful lot from Pete. But Pete also was very kind to me in giving me the opportunity to do things that I wanted to do and felt were important. And when we didn't agree, often he would let me say, okay, if that's what you think, that would be great. But one of the real turning points for me was a gentleman by the name of Bill Haig. Bill worked at WTMJ in Milwaukee and also was very much involved with the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, of which, of course, WRCO has been long affiliated with. And in those days, back in the 80s, Bill would come out maybe once a year and just visit and see how you were doing. And Bill was a veteran of radio. He was a gentleman's gentleman, just a very astute businessman, and just overall just a terrific fellow. And he asked me, here I was, the young guy that really didn't know what was going on, how are things going? And I said, Bill, we're sure no WTMJ. And he said, well, I would certainly hope not. And I looked at him in some way, shape, or form that must have indicated that I didn't have any clue what he was talking about. And he said, Ron, always remember that good local radio is what's happening in your community today. You know, we may be talking about a Milwaukee Bucks championship or a World Series for the Milwaukee Brewers, but remember what the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts are doing in your community today, your Chamber of Commerce, your local sports team. Local radio is about your local community. And I couldn't have received better advice had I hired the best consultant in the world to provide it. It really, and that became kind of the watchword. And I'll throw out another name that for our local market, many, many people will fondly remember, including yourself, and that's Dr. Killian Meyer.
Sure.
I would regularly have Dr. Meyer on the air, a longtime physician in the community who did many, many things beyond the clinic that were good and healthy for our community. And his watchwords to me and everyone else, and they were given to him by his father-in-law, but he said, leave your community better than you found it. And combining the advice of Dr. Meyer and Bill Haig, that really, I think, compelled us to continue to do what we were doing. And we had so many enjoyable friendships and relationships and opportunities, Todd, that it was a no-brainer.
Well, you've done a remarkable job, both you and Beth and the entire staff there over your tenure, guiding the station and being an influence in the community. And I think you're absolutely right about keeping it local, right? Same thing with politics. You know, they always say all politics is local, like all radio is local. And I think for those who don't know, I'm a guy who doesn't particularly like change, and I know there's a lot of apprehension, not just in Richland Center, but in Amory and Wausau and all these communities where civic media has been buying stations, because today, a lot of conglomerates come in and do what I said, put satellite programs on the air, and that's it. And we'll have him on a little bit. I had my former boss on first, and in our last hour, have my new boss, Sage Weil, on, and you and Beth could have sold the station to anyone, and you chose to sell it to Civic Media. And I will tell you, what you just described is almost verbatim what Sage and Mike Crute want to replicate at the other stations of Civic Media across the state. And that is to focus on local community. And yes, we'll have programs like this one and others that go across our network. But always keep in mind the local people who are listening to the station and how can we bring the community together. And I thank you for selling WRCO and now WRCE. That's hard for me to get to say right now, but on the AM side, thank you for selling them the station to people who want to continue what you and Beth have done.
Well, thank you. I've heard it said, and maybe you'll agree, that the only person that in this world that really likes change is a baby with wet pants.
You're absolutely right. I've done a lot of crying, but we have about, I guess 5 minutes or so left here. The time goes fast. I know you have a morning show on WRCO FM this morning, which you're going to continue to host until when? End of January, Ron?
Is that right?
So now, I mean, now you're like even more important. Now you're like, you're a former owner, but you're like, you know, owner emeritus and consultant and host. And also I should mention, Ron is a member of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So we have a Hall of Famer with us as well. So you will continue to host the morning show through January. And then are we going to find you and Beth down at the islands of Turks and Caicos sunning yourselves? Is that what's next? Pulling up a chair next to the bartender and say, tell us a little bit about yourself.
How did you get my journal?
Fill me, that sneaky son of a gun.
That would figure. No, we really don't have any plans. The only thing that we've told people for sure that we do want to do, Todd, is to be able to go to Canada. Our oldest son, we have four children, our oldest son lives just outside of Montreal. And thanks to COVID and those circumstances, we haven't had a chance to see our son Jeremy and daughter-in-law Justine and our granddaughters, Amelia and Marina, for 3 years. So we are looking forward to being maybe to have that time to be able to get away and just spend some time with them and just enjoy that opportunity.
Well, congratulations. Well-deserved, Ron. We have about 3 minutes left in this segment. Our theme this morning, we're going to kind of run through it in different ways throughout the day. What they want is kind of a politically driven a current events show. It will be that. But I wanted to start out our first show by kind of asking our listeners, what we'll have call in a little bit later, asking you, Ron, the elections are over for now, the post of the midterms. We have to find a way in our communities to do what you have done, which is bring people together. And in a time when our state, our communities, our country seems so divided over political ideology, what is it that you've found in all of your experience throughout Southwest Wisconsin? What are the things that unify us? What are the things that we can hold on to move forward together?
Well, I think, Todd, really our whole focus of local programming has been that at some level we have to find a baseline where we can agree. And in our community, we can agree about GRACE, which is Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, that's raised funds for 20 years now to help local cancer patients and fund cancer research in Madison and La Crosse. It's supporting the Richland Community Food Pantry and honoring veterans. And this week is American Education Week and giving students a chance to have their voices heard on the air. On those things we can all agree. And I think that's the baseline of friendship and respect that we've had a chance to build with our community here. We may not agree politically or philosophically, specifically, but on those areas that we can agree, let's work together and develop friendships that can sustain us at times when we may have divisions and may not be able to find common ground.
That's great advice. Great, great advice, Ron. Just like Mr. Haig and Peter Thanis gave you, that's great advice for me. Any quick, what would you, you've known me all my life. What's the one piece of advice for this show? What do you think we should do to make it successful? Ron says, get off the air.
I'd like to have pondered that one for a while. If you, one, you need to laugh a lot. You
know, all right, I can do that.
That's one of the things that I've done in my career, and I think people have wondered if I have any sanity remaining. But
you have more hair.
Laugh. You know, use that as an asset.
All right, I guess,
you know, the other thing, though, is I think in large part that people enjoy it more when you make fun and laugh at yourself.
That's no problem. Ron, I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to go. I will laugh at myself all the time. You're an amazing guy, an amazing friend. You are an amazing boss. Ron Fruit from WRCO. Thank you, my friend. Have a great show on the morning show on WRCO this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Can't we all just get along? More Kenny Chesney. See, I love this loop. I mean, people that are not used to it are going to be like, what the world? Yeah, Toddy is a, not all country music, but I listen to, I shouldn't say this now, but I will. I have Sirius XM in my truck, and I have, it's called No Shoes Radio. That's not all Kenny Chesney, but it's kind of that, the island vibe. And I've spent a lot of, I've taken 39 trips over 25 years to El Salvador. And one of my favorite places in the world is the Salvadoran beach, just watching the waves come in and the sunset with a drink in your hand. So it's kind of the Kenny Chesney vibe. So thank you for that.
Not a problem.
Can't we all just get along? That's the name of that song. Or get along, I should say. And we are going to try to get along, whether you're listening to us on WRCE on 1450 AM and 107.7 in Richland Center, Bull Falls Radio, WXCO in Wausau on 1230 AM and 98.9 FM. Or if you are listening to Lake Air up in beautiful Amory on WXCE 1260 AM, all those fine stations you are listening to us over terrestrial radio. In other words, on the air. Or perhaps you have downloaded the Civic Media app. That is the best way to listen because it doesn't matter where you go. You just put that in your pocket. You download it on the App Store, your Civic Media, the app. You go to other stations. You scroll down to WRCE, News in the Center. Bada bing, bada boom, you pull us up. You can take us in your car, your truck, wherever you're going, and listen to us for the entire 3 hours. And then you can scroll through later on at 2 o'clock, and you can listen to my friend and co-host this morning, Luke Mather's show, Dueling Tangents, for more great news commentary and fun. Right, Luke?
Define great. No, I'm just kidding.
It is great.
No, Brian and I have an excellent time. We try to bring some humor and some different perspectives to what's going on, and we try to relate things because the whole point of Dueling Tangents is it's hard nowadays with the relentless news stream to be able to focus on all of the different stories, and so being able to see how things are related, I think, makes them more understandable and easier to digest as somebody that maybe doesn't listen and follow all of the news, but you can catch some things here and there during the 2 o'clock hour on Dueling Tangents.
Absolutely. It's very relatable. So please, if you're listening this morning, tune in for more of Luke Mathers. It is like the Luke Mathers power day here at Civic Media. You can listen to him all day long, but from 2 to 3 with his co-host Brian, and tune in for that as well. Luke is also on the ball this morning, and during a commercial break there, he reminded me that old man Todd is losing it a little bit. Well, I told you earlier in the show that the treasurer for state office, the incumbent, was Aaron Richardson. No, Toddy, no. Sarah Godlewski. She had her 15 minutes of fame. I almost forgot about her. No, that's not true. I'm sorry. That was terrible. That was mean. She's a fine person and a fine candidate, I'm sure. She is the incumbent state treasurer. She decided to give that up to run for U.S. Senate. And, of course, she did not get that nomination. That went to Mandela Barnes. So Aaron Richardson was simply a Democrat who was on the ticket, and he is lost. to Republican John Lieber after Andrew Zilke, the Constitutional Party candidate, came in there and made things a botched mess. That's not fair, but it's true.
The third party 2%ers in the state of Wisconsin are always a very interesting divide. And you heard a lot of criticism in 16 when both the Libertarian and Green Party candidates were kind of spoiling some ballots. It's an interesting dynamic. I don't quite understand third party voters, but Todd, you've left, for the most part, the Republican Party, from my understanding.
For the whole part.
For the whole part? Okay, for the whole part. Did you ever consider third-party voting?
No.
Or was it just against Republicans then?
I mean, because I have too much experience. There is no third-party candidate who has a legitimate shot of winning in today's political system. And I'm sorry if that ticks people off, but that is the fact. It's just pure facts. I remember from 1992, way before Luke was born, when George H.W. Bush was running for re-election and Bill Clinton was your Democrat nominee. And, you know, Ross Perot from Texas, you know, he called Larry King, Larry, I'm in. And then Larry, I'm out. And, Ross Perot was a third party candidate. And what did he do? He handed the election to Bill Clinton, which, I mean, in retrospect, maybe was the right thing. But I was a big George H.W. Bush fan, and I just botches things up. And here's why I am butthurt about third-party candidates right now, because I had a coffee shop down here in Madison during the 2016 election on right down the street from where our studios are at on Old University Avenue. And people would come in and say, you know, Democrats and progressives. And when you're a coffee shop owner, you're kind of like a psychologist a little bit, because people tell you, you're kind of like a bartender, right? People confide things to you. And it's great. One of the great things about coffee is the ability to talk to people. And people would come in, you know, very sophisticated university types, and they'd say, how do you feel the election's going to go? Well, I think I'm going to vote for Jill Stein because, you know, Hillary just needs to be sent a message. She's just gone to Main Street. And I'd say, you know, this is going to be closer than you think. Trump has a real shot of winning this. I, from where I'm from, you know, there's a lot of people, they have their reasons for voting. No. Trump's not going to win. But Hillary needs to be sent a message. I'm voting for Jill Stein. Well, guess what? On election night, Jill Stein got 23,000 votes across the state of Wisconsin, roughly. Donald Trump won Wisconsin by roughly 23,000 votes. So congratulations, all you third-party Jill Stein people. God, you really sent Hillary a message, didn't you? Because guess what? If you had only voted for her, then we would have 3 U.S. Supreme Court justices appointed by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary Clinton would be in probably her second term. Hillary Clinton would have been the president of the United States during COVID, which we could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. So thank you, Jill Stein voters, for sending us a message and giving us Donald J. Trump. That was unplanned, but something sparked me a rant that that's why I don't like third party. They have no chance, all right?
I'm going to have to apologize. I do tend to bring tangents out in people, and I think we just got one from you, Todd.
It was. See, this is exactly what Luke does to people on his show at 2 o'clock every afternoon. He stirs the pot. Luke Mathers is a pot stirrer.
But it's great because you get the passion out of your stance on that particular topic. And so when a topic arises and you have very strong feelings about it, we love to hear about it. And that's what Dueling Tangents is all about.
Well, there you go. And speaking of opinions, if you didn't like that one of mine, I'll give you a chance to call in after our next break at the top of the hour here. Our number now, if you want to join us in the next hour, 715-388-7155. 715, the area code, 388-7155, wherever you're listening to us. Give us a call. We'll take your calls next hour on Unity. Is it possible? Has Todd lost his mind? And is he nuts for hating third-party candidates? All of that and much, much more. We're going to come back next hour and talk about Unity. Our guest, the incomparable, the wonderful Kira Sabin, a life coach, and she has got her stuff together. Let me tell you, she's going to talk about obnoxious relatives. How do we deal with them over the holidays, and how do we get along? That's going to be her take on it at the bottom of the hour. Your calls, all that, and so much more. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.